fun. Well, that sounds like exciting thing to do with others, and what a fun way to celebrate. Well, thank you again for chatting with me today, and yeah, looking forward to the event this weekend. Have fun and good luck having that go off smoothly.
Absolutely, and feel free to join us if you can, we'd love to see you and any KBOO folks out there if possible.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Paula. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to KBOO News in Depth. That was Paula Hood from the Blue Mountains Biodiversity Project speaking about the work that they do and their upcoming Autumn Celebration benefit this Saturday, October 28th from 6 to 9 at Green Anchors in Portland. For more information, you can go to their website at bluemountainsbiodiversityproject.org. For KBOO News, I'm Paul Kim.
You're listening to KBOO Portland.
You're listening to KBOO Community Radio, and we're nearing the end of our fall membership drive. We only have a few days left to meet our $55,000 goal, and you can do your part by going to kboo.fm/give to make a contribution today. All donations will be matched up to $14,000 thanks to a generous group of donors. KBOO's independent programming is only possible with your support. Give now at kboo.fm/give.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. The Engineering Committee meets on the first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. This month's meeting will be held online through a public video conference. A public link and phone number to attend the meeting can be found on our website at kboo.fm. Please visit our website to verify if a meeting is being held.
KBOO radio station is located in Portland, Oregon, in Multnomah County. We honor the indigenous people whose traditional and ancestral homelands we stand on. The Multnomah, Kathlamet, Clackamas, Tumwater, Watlala bands of the Chinook, the Tualatin, Kalapuya, and many other indigenous nations of the Willamette and Columbia River regions. It is important to acknowledge the ancestors of this land and to recognize that we are here because of the sacrifices forced upon them. In remembering these communities, we honor their legacy, their lives, and their descendants with the forming of relationship to each other and the living world. We establish and support harmony within ourselves and set the stage for praxis.
The following program is a rebroadcast. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred. Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Portland.
You're listening to Rose City Native Radio, Low Res Edition. Stay tuned.
Look at the big one across the sea. I'm sure that you'll agree, there's mean things happening in this world. I ain't got a crying time, I'm not worried all the time. There's mean things happening in this world. There's mean things happening in this world. Thank you.
speak that would be sick. If you talk about brotherly love, back in jail, you'll get your sin. I'd rather fight for peace than this crooked lending me. There's many things happening in this world. There's many things happening in this world. There's many things happening in this world. Say!
Things happening now. There's mean things happening.
Bye. Super Indian, moccasin minute. Boss Lady Lena Marie sits in her huge office overlooking the Leaning Oak Bingo Hall.
I'd better turn on the radio. My new spot is on at the top of the hour.
Yellowhammer, good one. I'm Chester Logan on KOAK-AM, the voice of the Leaning Oak Reservation. We have a brand new segment for you.
Oh, goody.
Which gaming boss used tribal funds to travel to Beverly Hills for some reservation term abrasion and a tribal tummy tuck?
Whoa.
None other than Alina Marie.
What?
I'm Vivian Hardy with your Moccasin Minute. Whoa. And now the weather.
Vivian! That new age wannabe! Hubert! Get in here!
It's time for Super Indian! Hubert Logan's secret identity is known only to a trusted few.
Hubert! What idiot hired Vivian Hardy?
My Uncle Chester.
Well, I'm gonna whoop him!
Dang, yeah, I'd better warn him.
Hubert gathers his sidekick Mega Bear and Deoji as Chester Logan continues his broadcast.
The Moccasin Minute is a hit! Just listen to those phones! Here's one more from Yellowhammer!
Oh, Chester, it's Lena Marie! Don't let that downer in here!
Ah, Vivian, stop being paranoid!
Oh, that heifer shut down my New Age bookstore!
That's because you sold sacred items and weird rocks! Answer one of those phone lines, please, Vivian.
This is Vivian Hardy.
Hello, Vivian.
Wampa, my wicked overlord. The mystic crystals of Malibu you enchanted will take down the man.
Oh, Vivian, when I get through with you!
Well, if it isn't loudmouth Alina. These crystals reveal your deepest, darkest secrets. Tell me.
Hubert Logan has a secret identity.
Vivian, what are you doing?
Chester, what are your secrets? Tell me.
I have a library book that's 5 years overdue.
Unbeknownst to Vivian, Super Indian Mega Bear and Deoji hide behind the studio door.
Hubert, you were right. There is something funny going on here.
Yeah, I knew there was trouble.
Holy New Age fraud!
Mega Bear, the mystic crystals of Malibu!
Oh wow, they sparkle like the Fortress of Solitude!
DOG, Mega Bear, we have to stop Vivian!
Yep!
Miss Hardy, release those crystals and we
release... We're live on KOAK-AM radio! Super Indian! Do you have a secret?
Shades of a shady shaman! Mega Bear, turn off the radio microphone!
Got it, Super Dude!
Give me those crystals,
oh,
Miss
no.
Hardy!
No!
These rocks are no match for my super strength!
Crushed with his bare hands! All my power gone, except for this.
Not since the summer of love has there been such a light show.
A talking res dog we reach, brother.
Oh, Deoji sounds like that guy on Frasier.
You can hear me, Mega Bear? Vivian's shamanic humming has temporarily transformed my ordinary yips into audible speech that others besides Super Indian can comprehend.
Suddenly, the disembodied head of Wampum Bags appears above the broken crystals.
Never send a hippie to do an evil villain's job.
Wampum Bags, I should have known. Mega Bear and I will take everyone to safety. Deoji, finish the broadcast.
With pleasure. You are tuned to 50,000 watts of reservation power on KOAKAM. Remember this hit from the Intergalactic Toaster Experience?
Super Indian and Mega Bear help Chester, Lena, Vivian exit the radio station, where they are greeted by an excited crowd and the tribal police.
Hey, look, it's Super Indian.
Hey, who's doing the broadcast? They have a really good radio voice.
That's an old demo tape I found. Somebody named D.O.G.
Doesn't that spell dog?
Join us next time for another episode of Super Indian.
Super Indian.
A Native Voices at the Autry production.
we won't go, boy. Welcome here to my side. I'm from the people of the snow, boy. That mean I thrive in the wintertime. Yeah, I'm what they call a savage kid. My family tree is bigger than the Old and New Testament. I put a fist up. That's where they call it Kaepernick. Somebody gotta stand for it.
Tell them who you are.
So beware, we black snake killers. Black fish, I've been a killer. We're the ones you can't get rid of. Sound familiar? Yeah, long hair that Ric Flair. Nature boy from the village. G.E. for really, really, you see. I don't rock and roll. Nah, I stand and rock. Yeah. I think there's something in the water. Here's some food for thought. Is it really a felony for wanting my water clean? Expect it's not the rage against the machine. Ain't moving like Rosa P. Nope. You know why? Cause this dream catcher ain't catching your pipe dream. Word. Look what happened in Flint. No disrespect, but the same thing happens to village kids that sip water from the tap and are dying to live from the cancer it gives. Where's the state of emergency for them?
I don't know.
Act like you know the story. Broken treaties, unholy matrimony. One nation, under the creator, homie. All my relations, many with Choney.
Warriors, come out and play. Officers, we're here to stay. Put a fist to the sky if you ride with me. As long as I'm alive, I'll stand for this.
They be greasing their hands, putting on our people while they're stacking their bands. While they say we all equal, they don't look at us as people. All they see is our land. Believe in the cedar, yeah. We can leave it to Beaver. Yeah. True, don't fight for them, man. We need a real leader. Middle fingers to the colorblind. No disrespect, but if you don't see color, you don't see me neither. Step in line, man. Invited Uncle Sam, caught the shields held high. We'll be fine, fam. Yeah, we ready for war. Don't cross the line in the sand. You'll be lying in the sand, boy. I die for my land, Earl Doc. Look, I stand with the warriors. This land is who we are. We can't let you destroy us. Until the people said, yo, bro, they can employ us. Look, man, it's not like I haven't noticed.
Hey, Quentin, I work for Tender Morgan, your apprenticeship of heavy duty mechanic. If you are looking, if you're interested, give me a call back as soon as possible. Thank you, bye.
To replay this message, press 1. To go to the pre-message deleted, you have no more messages.
Tiny house, what up? If water is life, please fill me a cup so I can spill it on your face and wake your damn ass up. Enough is enough, wake up. Yo, fuck Kinder Morgan, here's a Kinder surprise. Indigenous resistance, man, we got 9 lives. We put a life on the line, not a lifeline. I'll be damned if I see another broken pipeline.
Warriors, come out and play. Officers, we're here to stay. Put a fist to the sky if you ride with me. As long as I'm alive, I'll stand for thee.
If the unceded land is your home, put your fist up, cousin, put your fist up. If you like your water clean yet alone, put your fist up, cousin, put your fist up. You know we're ready for war, we in a zone. Put your fist up, cousin, put your fist up. If you die for your land, let me know. Put your fist up, cousin, put your fist up.
Morphs, concrete border brick, sharpened plaza malls on that vision quest. It's a brown bottle, tall white mouth, and it burns the spirit, drowns the voices I can't hear. Music keeps the mind coherent, I inherit everything, stereotypes smoking on that peace pipe. Government, we ought to fight, they want to know my blood type. Some things change, some the same. I kept my cool, no way, I maintain. We won't stop till we break these chains. Break these chains to the touch, they feel cold. Thinking back on history, everything we're told. We became the wicked red men, tombstone red unknown. Electric Indians, neon when I glow. I will not stop, will not.
Respect
collectively turn earth dwellers. We about them past lives with their fast lives to the ancestors who have passed pipes and everything in between. A human being connected to that life.
Allowing me to breathe. Although they can't see, its senses are probably far beyond you and me. The plants have a spirit energy. We will feed on the seeds, and if they're not quite edible, we will turn them into beads and wear jewelry. That gives us protection. You can wear my necklace. Think I got it at a powwow in Texas. I can't remember. No, wait, it was Denver at the Coliseum. Peace to the Navajo tribe, my native brothers and sisters. I came from Minnesota, a mini Yap Dakota. Spirit Lake is the reservation that I'm enrolled in. A family of survivors. I can't believe I'm here and I'm still alive and well, baby, I'm thriving. Had to cut the fried bread. I wanna make some wild rice together later on, and we wild for the night. First, can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in the yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Please, can you teach me how to garden? Can you show me how to put life back in the yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? I'm like a hippie with a fade. Get lifted in different ways on my path of enlightenment. Would you like it hit or hit me on a different day? Unless you're trying to ride this wave, unless you're trying to make this feel like your favorite holiday. I want to take my shoes off and prance around, laughing in the yard while we dancing to some magic sound. Wagging out, picking raspberries and mulberries and strawberries. Grandma used to send us to the woods to pick choke cherries. It wasn't so scary, really, those were happy days. She sent us down the hill where there was a massive patch of sage. I'm a sage patch kid, you dig? Eating hot dish and it was delish. I almost burnt my lips. She had an apple orchard, it was just too early to pick. We had to wait for fall, but by then we'd be gone. So we sang songs, played with dogs in the lawn or the pasture. Gravel roads kicking up dust and cattails, tall grass in the back. You heard the laughter, that sweet laughter. Now can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Please can you teach me how to garden? Can you teach me how our ancestors harvest? Can you show me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk? Is it really hard? Can you teach me the importance of growing my own food? Can you teach me how to put love into everything I do? Teach me what it means to forgive and give gifts without expecting anything in return. I'm just ready to learn. I wanna burn that same sage I picked when I was just a kid, so it can bring me guidance. I want to tap into what my great-grandparents provided on the island of Borinquen. Live off the land and go completely off the grid, with a tiny house, a lot of land, star fruit trees, plantains, bananas, avocados, and all that. And we can make juice and cherry blossom green tea. And while I'm playing chords, you can sing to me deep into the night, as the koki sing back to us peacefully. Those little beautiful island frogs. And while the street dogs fall asleep, we all start nodding off. We pass out in the hammock and I have the same dream of you teaching me how to garden. You teaching me how our ancestors harvest. You're showing me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk. And it's not hard. You're teaching me how to garden. You're teaching me how our ancestors harvest. You're showing me how to put life back in a yard, in the soil of the earth that we walk. It's not hard.
Thank you so much for everything. just having a mirage here on the desert. Thought I saw TV cameras in front of me. I'd like to introduce now a new talent on the show, a man that I met that gave me my name, Lahunji, means black spirit. He's an Indian brother, Iroquois Nation, Mr. Charlie Hill. Please welcome me.
Hi, how are ya? Hi, how are ya? Hi, how are ya? Hi, how are ya? I usually have problems doing my act, you know, because I know a lot of you white people never seen an Indian do stand-up comedy before, you know. Like, for so long, you probably thought that Indians never had a sense of humor, you know. We never thought you were too funny either. See some people back there putting their chairs in a circle. My name is Charlie Hill, Sagoli. I'm Oneida. I'm from Wisconsin. It's part of the Iroquois Nation. My people are from Wisconsin. We used to be from New York. We had a little real estate problem. I came out here, Los Angeles, a few years ago. I don't drink, so, no, don't drink. Fire water to Indians, that's just like kryptonite. Here, drink this, sign this, move here. You know what I mean? Indians. You know, people come up to me now, too, and they say, can you speak Indian? And there are like over 300 different tribes. You know, can you speak Indian? It's like saying, hey, can you speak Caucasian? But that's the name they give us, Indians. That's Indians was the name Christopher Columbus gave us, which is incorrect. He named us Indians because he thought he was in India, you know. I'm sure glad he wasn't looking for turkey. It changed a lot of things. Columbus discovered America. They taught me that when I was a kid. Columbus discovered Indians, you know. That was my education. You see, like black people, Indians were driven to all white schools, you see. Except the black people got the buses, the Indians were just driven. I went to Custer Memorial Junior High, you know. Tell me about, you know, a lot of things I couldn't relate to, you know. Like the Pilgrims, they weren't my forefathers, you know. Yes. Pilgrims came to this land 400 years ago as illegal aliens. You know? You know, we used to call them whitebacks. You know, they started unloading the boats, building houses, you know, on the East Coast. First thing we asked, you guys gonna stay tonight? Then I just burn you up when people come over and they never leave. Yeah, we'll leave after Thanksgiving, you know. You know, people celebrate that every year, Thanksgiving. You have a lot of holidays. This is Indians country. There's no Indian holidays. There's Thanksgiving, Columbus Day, and everything. Oh, no, there's one holiday we do celebrate with white people. It's Halloween. Every year we dress up like white people, you see. And we go door to door and we get anything we want, you know? Trick or treaty. It's a good crowd, damn. It's nice doing a TV shot. Maybe a couple more I'll be able to get in the movie someday. And maybe change some of the movie cliches, you know. You see every day in the movies where the settlers come in, gets the Indian loaded, and wants his resources, you know. Say, Indian, which way does this road go? Road stay. You go. You don't understand. Someday we want to live together and love one another like brothers and sisters. We cannot love the white eyes. It is painful to kiss forked tongue. No, I just have a dream that someday I will get into the movies, right? And then I will win an Academy Award. Then I'll refuse it because of the mistreatment of Marlon Brando. Thank you.
that same old again. Eating up today. Those days, I'm running faster than time. Tracing myself through the thoughts in my mind. Ask the Great Spirit, who gave God to all living things. Ask the Great Spirit what matters in the dimension of matter. Who owns what? If nothing is owned, who forgot their spirit? And where did they go? Those days of running faster than time.
Man. They say he sent to us his only begotten son, the Lion of Judah. He come once again. This has been written from beginning to end. You must take heed and listen to words I speak. Satan is here to inherit the weak. No Indian come from India. A true native mommy come from Arizona. Original land, Lord, that me claim. You tell your most natives, them not the same. No Indian come from India. A true native mommy come from Arizona. Original. We're not the same.
minerals and waters of the earth are our bone, flesh, and blood. We are the children of earth, human. We come from the sky. We are the children of the stars, the moon, the sun, the light, being, human being. The people, we are borrowing the present from the future and from the past. This borrowing is our responsibility, our purpose. In our living evolution, this changing of season, a time for gathering thoughts and goodness, the power of living in all our relations.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You can find us on Facebook at Rose City Native Radio. For digital events, music, and more, please email us at pdxnativeradio@gmail.com. I hope everybody is doing as well as they can. I know it's a very stressful time. But as we move into November and Native American Heritage Month, it's just kicking off. We have some interviews coming up. We have a bunch of stuff, as usual. So we look forward to seeing you next week. As always, stay safe, wash your hands, wear a mask that covers your nose and mouth, and we'll see you next week, Indian Country. Stay strong.
The preceding program was produced at KBOO Community Radio in Portland, Oregon. More audio can be found online at kboo.fm.
Listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282 BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220 HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
From applicant tracking systems to chatbots to facial recognition, artificial intelligence is transforming our world for the better and also for the worse. Tune in Thursdays at 9 a.m. starting November 2nd for The Imaginary Possible, a show that looks at the captivating potentials and the troubling realities of artificial intelligence today. Only on KBOO Community Radio, KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland.
Remember the days of wandering the pumpkin patches in search of just the right one to bring home? Not too big, not too small, but with a little bit of personality? Well, the days of mucking through the chilled autumn air are over. Now